Legislative leaders are requesting time to override Governor Sarah Palin's veto last month of $28 million in federal energy stimulus grants. In a letter from the House and Senate presiding officers, as well as Finance Committee co-chairs, to Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, the lawmakers point out that the vetoes came too late for them to deal with during this year's session. House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker says his office has been assured that the Energy Department will be flexible in dealing with the state, but there wasn't any indication of how long the legislature has to act.
The purpose of our letter is to formally request an official determination from them on how long the legislature has to react to the governor's veto. The real question being, will the Department of Energy hold this money for us until next January when we get back into regular session? Or are they going to ask that we consider it in a more timely basis, which would necessitate looking into a special session?
Hawker says legislative leaders have not polled members on the question of a vote, but in personal contacts, he is confident of finding the 45 votes needed for an override. In a letter to the governor delivered today, Democrats say that their entire caucus will vote against the veto. When she vetoed the federal money, the governor said it would require the administration's advocating energy codes for various local governments. However, Minority Leader Beth Kurtula says energy is one of the biggest issues in the state, particularly the cost of oil and electricity, and accepting the money is important to state residents.
We believe that Alaska is close to meeting, if it hasn't already met, the requirements. And for us to be a state where energy efficiency and energy costs are so critical, it just doesn't make sense to be one of the, maybe the only, but certainly one of two or three states that doesn't accept this money.
Kurtula says legislative research shows that the governor's veto was based on incorrect information. The governor's communication staff says in announcing her veto last month, the governor pointed out that the legislature has the option of overriding her decision, but makes no comment on whether she would welcome or fight to prevent that vote. Hawker says the response to the letter will influence the next step in the process. If the Energy Department will accept a final action in January, the vote will be taken.